prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
It's like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. But it's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpets sound. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello, welcome, my friends. This is Pastor Butch Paul. It is the last day of August 2022. Wow. Summer's officially over, really. I mean, we're going into maybe a few called Indian summer, but summer as we know is over, folks. This has been a fast year. Before I go to our guest tonight, I want to make some announcements. Tomorrow is Thursday, obviously, unless something happens that we don't foresee. We'll be in the office tomorrow between 9 and 4 Eastern. Take your phone calls. And, folks, we especially like new callers calling for the first time and say, hey, we've been listening for a while. We're glad you're out there. We're just thankful that you're out there, Pastor. And whether you want to say they're not, it's okay. Just come in and say hi to us. Let us know that you're out there listening. We want to bless you. That's our main goal here, to be a blessing and uplift to you. So please, new callers, give us a call tomorrow. If you don't have long distance, you can call us toll-free at 800-777-4403. 800-777-4403. If you do have long distance, you can save us a few dollars a month. You'll call us at 304-846-4448. 304-846-4448. We do want to hear from you. I do mean that. And we'll be in office all day tomorrow. Take orders or whatever you want to do. We are going to have Bible study this weekend, by the way. I almost forgot to announce that the last two nights. I did forget last two nights. So we're going to have this weekend. Bible study starts at 10:30 a.m. Eastern. You can watch us live if you want to by going to our website, PastorButch.com, PastorButch.com, and click on live stream. We'll be there. And if you want to listen on the phone, you can do that by dialing a number. No codes to dial into, nothing else. Just dial this number, 339-209-5013. We want you to see any way you can this week, this Bible study, folks. We really do. Don't forget the filter specials is going to be on through September. Tim Shenloff, Jamie McCain's filters. The best, in my mind, the best filters marketed out there anywhere. Water filters are clean water out of anything in the water you got. And we have those available from Tim Shenloff. You call tomorrow and Chris will give you all details. And we're offering the grab bag, as I said, first part of the week. We're going to send you out 25 DVDs or CDs, mixed and matched, and maybe a book or two. We have lots of good teachings, folks, here left over that we didn't send out to anybody. We had some extra made, and we want to send them to you. 25 DVDs and or CDs with a book or two for $25. I just pay shipping, basically, but we don't go to waste. Not because the teachings are all that special, because I'm the one done them, but I think you're going to enjoy them. I really do. So you call tomorrow again, 800-777-4403 or 304-846-4448 and talk to us. Tonight, our guest is a very special friend. I mean, really, everyone, I'm sure, if you've been listening to alternative radio at all from any time at all, knows who Tex Myers was. Tex Myers and Power of Prophecy was absolutely one of the best available, one of the best research reporters out there anywhere in the world. Tex Myers devoted his life to what he did, and he did a great job. He and I were good friends for a lot of years. Well, he went home with the Lord a few years ago, and another good guy took over the ministry for him. Jay Barrett, his name. Jay Barrett is a guy that I like him because I shouldn't say this probably. He sounds a lot like me. He even talks like me a little bit, and he has the same ideas and values I do when it comes to the Word of God. And Jerry's doing a great job continuing Tex Myers' Power of Prophecy. Still puts out a monthly magazine. All these things this guy does, folks. And he's a busy guy. We got him pinned down tonight, though, to do a radio show with us. And Jerry, you there?
I am. I'm happy to be here, brother.
It's good to have you, my friend. It really is. I mean, I don't know. I guess there's something about you I like because you and I think a lot alike. And that's kind of scary, isn't it?
You know, it'd be a whole lot more helpful if everybody thought like we did. We wouldn't have near the trouble we got.
Well, I agree. You know, I get so frustrated anymore that people call themselves Christians. They walk around like a bunch of zombies and don't do anything except wait for the rapture. Before getting into the program, though, I do have a prayer request sent down to us by my brother Daryl Eberhardt of Pennsylvania. This is what he wrote, and I think you agree with this, Jerry. He asked a prayer that God would give all of us who are involved in the Bible-believing Christian ministry a healthy dose of discernment, an ability to not get caught up in hero worship of such folks as President Donald Trump and General Flynn, and that we all who are involved in true Bible-believing Christian ministry would ever more efficiently and effectively serve the body of Christ. I have to go along with that. Good prayer request. You know,
100% agree.
The church has been duped for years and years and years, and we still haven't learned a lesson. So I'm prayerfully hoping that we will. I really am.
Yes, sir. That's a great prayer request. Daryl's such a wonderful Christian man.
Yeah, he is.
He's been part of our ministry for a long time, too. Yeah, so.
Well, you know, he's just a down-to-earth kind of guy. I mean, for a Yankee, he's all right.
Yeah.
But anyway, there's so much talk about folks that I'm gonna let our brother here kind of kick things off. And I know you got things in your mind. I know you're sharing things all the time with the people that's in your radio show and get your magazine. What is on your mind tonight that you want to start off with?
The feature article for September. I hope the mailhouse has already sent it out and it's in people's mailboxes, but if not, I hope you get it in the next day or so. I wrote about the weaponization of our government. And it's very troubling to me with this so-called Inflation Reduction Act that they just hornswoggled through and they did some under-the-table horse dealings with Manchin there in West Virginia to get this passed. But when I wrote this article, the thing that came to my mind after Joe Biden signed this, and I call him resident because I don't put the P in front of it. I don't believe he rightfully won the election. But that's a whole other story. But in the
By the way, I got to say this. Trump just tweeted, I think, last night that it's time that the right man was put in office or there'd be another election held immediately. That's what he said, but go ahead.
Yeah, it's not going to happen.
No, it's not going to happen.
We're stuck with this jack wagon until 2024, and the damage that he's done already and what he will continue to do in the next 2 years is unfathomable. But when they pass this law, I hearken back to the Declaration of Independence, where it says, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed, that whenever any form of government becomes destructive of these ends, it is the right of the people to alter or to abolish it. And that's right on the precipice right there. They're doing
well. I'm going to tell you what. It goes further than that. It says it's a duty for us to abolish it.
Yeah.
That's what it says.
So,
and people like to hear that, but that doesn't change. As a matter of fact, all going further than this, I said this before in your broadcast also, Jerry, it's a Christian's duty to stand in the gap. It's our duty as a Christian to do so.
100% agree. We have so many lukewarm pastors that are going to preach Romans 13. And I had Pastor Chuck Baldwin on my show a couple weeks ago, and I love to talk to him as much as I love to talk to you, because we're of the like mind, but it's not about trying to make money like these lukewarm pastors. It's about getting God's holy word out there and trying to get people to wake up to it. But we were talking, and he related a story from a deacon who had had a conversation with a pastor, and the pastor said, Romans 13 says we're supposed to be observant and subservient, basically, to the government. So if an FBI agent comes to my house and he throws my wife on the bed and he does whatever nasty things he wants to do, I have to let him. That's what these lukewarm pastors believe that are teaching Romans 13, that the government is, but they're empowered by God. But I think they got the spelling wrong. I think it's the little g and not the big G.
I think you're
all
right.
All of the criminals in D.C.
And this a deacon has said that?
A deacon related this story to Pastor Chuck.
Ah. Well, I had a deacon one time say that to me in a church meeting, that more or less we just got to lay down and take it. And I'm in front of the whole congregation. I looked over his wife. I said, honey, I feel sorry for you. And he didn't say another word.
Kidding.
Yeah, I did. I'm not going to be confronted like that without putting something back. Yeah, I said, I feel sorry for you. And by the way, within a year, they were separated. But, there's no point. I mean, if they come in my door, I'm going to let them come in. Well, if they come in to harm your family, you're going to let them come in? If they come into my door, I'm going to let them come in. I said, honey, I feel sorry for you. Not a true story. And that was Ward Road Baptist Church, Free Will Baptist Church, several years ago. Not Ward Road, I'm sorry, Old Town Free Will Baptist Church. So, Jerry, until we speak up and make these people feel like a bunch of idiots that they are, nothing's going to change.
Not a whit.
You know what I mean? What's wrong with the pastors? Why Christ called Herod a fox? I mean, and a fox to an Israelite was like us calling somebody a skunk. They hated foxes. Well, they steal grapes off the vine, kill the chickens. They hated foxes. So he called Herod a fox, like we call the skunk today. I mean, how come we're so afraid to speak up and tell the truth about a perverted, immoral individual? I don't care if it's a president of the United States or a rock and roll singer or whatever he is. What's wrong with calling them what they are? You know, I am so amazed and shocked and angry that the people today fornicate. I mean, shacking up without marriage. And they're proud of it. Have children by it. Never want to get married. Never want to make it right in the way of God. Build the family in a broken home to start with. And they're proud of it. A lot of them go to churches where it's condoned. Right here in a little community in Nettie, West Virginia, the Methodist Church split over homosexuality. I mean, this is in a community of nobody. I mean, nothing. Hardly anybody here. Split over homosexuality. Did you ever think you'd see a day in any church where this kind of perversion and outright sin would be tolerated and put up with?
Not in my lifetime. I never could have fathomed it.
No way. Now, you go ahead. You go ahead.
Well, the pit of Satan has spewed forth all of these minions to go about doing his bidding. And we're losing the flock.
Yes, we are. Yes, we are.
You know, you and myself, and there's maybe a handful of others or maybe a couple dozen, but we don't have the, membership that some of these big churches.
Oh, no. No.
So
no.
They're able to get away with this garbage, and people listen to it. But I, you know, somebody made a comment a number of years ago to me on a phone call, and they called it churchianity.
Oh yes.
Not Christianity, but churchianity.
That's
it's
right.
About being seen at the church, and oh yeah, I'm a good Christian. No, you're not. Not if you're going to allow same-sex couples. If you don't think that's a big deal. If you think that abortion should be a right that women have, that's not Christianity.
No.
And if you're not going to speak up about it, then you're definitely not a true Christian.
And you know, I want this going to step somebody some people's toes, but I can't help it. They tolerate the children shacking up with their boyfriends or girlfriends, or who knows, but their boyfriend to boyfriend. They don't know it any longer. And they tolerate preacher behind the pulpit been married two or three or four times. No conscience about that. The Bible says husband one wife and not one wife at a time, and one wife period. But they tolerate this, and they wonder why the world's going to hell. The church led the way.
And the pastors have allowed it. They have acquiesced. They have turned a blind eye. Because it is more important to a lot of these pastors to have a parsonage that befits them. That
oh,
they
yes.
have a new car to drive. Did you see the pastor at some church lambasting his congregation because he didn't get a new watch that he wanted?
No, I didn't see that.
I'm floored that this guy is even saying this, and it got somebody videoed, and it got posted. And is this a man of God? No, because he's more worried about material things than servicing the flock.
All he wants to do is fleece the flock.
That's a flock.
You know, who was that preacher that needed another jet? I can't remember his name. Jesse DePlantis.
Yeah,
he needed another jet. He only had three or so. You know, and I told him the other day, I'm really disgusted, brother. I've been preaching for 40 years. I haven't even got a single engine airplane. I mean, talk about being deprived.
A paper airplane.
Yeah. I'll make you one of those. But it's just amazing, though. I mean, they're out for the money and they get it. I don't understand how they can be so motivational that people will sink in billions of dollars into the ministries. I don't understand how they do that. I mean, it's got to be witchcraft. I'm serious about that. It's got to be witchery. How else could they do that?
I mean, look at what Benny Hinn did. I saw an expose on Benny Hinn a number of years ago. Very well done. And his people, he had like a dozen people at a mail table just ripping open envelopes and pulling out $1,000 checks, left, right, and center. And, you know, honestly, everything that we make, and I get this a lot, I can't believe you sell books and stuff. Well, yes, we do, because we have bills to pay. But
yeah.
We don't. My car is a 2016 Ford. My wife's car is a 2016 Dodge. I mean, that's 6 years old. I got over 100,000 miles on it. I'm not rolling in the bucks, but I am eternally grateful that my Lord and Savior has provided all of my needs.
Amen.
I could care less about the surplus.
Amen. Amen to that. Amen. Every day I'm thankful I crawl in bed in a nice, comfortable bed, in a home that's warm or cool if I need to be, and my stomach. Clothes on my back, shoes on my feet. I have nothing to complain about. If I complain, Brother Jerry, you tell me to shut up. I have nothing to complain about.
No, and that's one of the things that when I started working for Tex back in 1999, and I would go open mail with whether it was Michelle or Michelle's mom, Dolly, we always said a prayer over the mail. And one of Michelle's prayers was, Jesus, thank you for taking care of all of our needs and a few of our wants. Everybody
Amen.
Has wants.
Of course.
But, you know, these wants that we have are so minute compared to the planets needing a new jet. and he's already got three on the tarmac. Or Copeland wanting an airport, a runway in his property so that he can jet one of his six jets all over the globe. And that may be an exaggeration. I don't know how many Copeland has, but
he's got more than I got. He's got more than I got.
But they tickle the ears of their listeners. And that's all they're doing. They're not planting the seed in their listeners. They are just tickling their ears and getting money. And, you know, I had a lady email me last week, and she said, Jerry, you know, I understand that postage costs and printing costs, but I can't afford to continue to support the ministry. I'm barely making it. And I told her exactly what Tex had said for 30 years. Take care of yourself first. Make sure your house is paid for. You got food on the table. Your bills are paid. If you have any left over and the Lord puts it on your heart to make a love gift to the ministry, then great. And it doesn't matter if it's a dollar or if it's $1,000. It doesn't matter. Whatever the Lord puts on your heart to stand, that we're eternally grateful for what you do. But I told her, I understand completely. And with the financial times that we're having now, thanks to this regime, I said, but you can still listen to the radio show for free online, and you can get the newsletter for free online. There's no charge. I don't have a subscription service for you to get my newsletter. All you got to do is go to powerprophecy.com, and it's there. So, you know, we have never, in all of my time working at this ministry, been about, as they say, the Benjamins. It's always been about telling the truth, trying to wake people up, expose evildoers, and promote Jesus Christ. And that's what I continue to do in honor of Tex.
Well, you know, and I don't know. I don't watch Copeland and the rest of those guys. I don't watch them. I have seen them in the past. But I don't remember them talking a whole lot about repentance and sin. I don't remember him talking about anything about the sin of adultery or fornication or anything else. I don't remember that. He may have done it. I may have missed it. But it's generally the name it and claim it theology. There's a show on TV that's on, I don't know what time it's on, I just seen it from time to time, called Homecoming or something like that. It's all about prospering in God. It's all about have material possession because God wants to bless you. And they sing and bounce around, you know, and it's all about just prospering. They never get into the meat of the gospel where it says repentance is key for salvation. They don't get into that. They don't get in and tell you that what sin is. We know that according to Scripture, sin is transgression of the law. What law? Well, murder, stealing, fornication, adultery, taking the Lord's name in vain. That's the law of God, folks. Now, I'm not talking about the dietary laws. I'm talking about the law of God for moral living. Our nation is paying for it. Would you believe that up in a school board in Wisconsin, in the kindergarten class, Brother Jerry, they're not going to call the girls girls. They're going to start calling girls persons with vulvas.
Yeah.
Now, can you believe that?
A girl's a girl. A boy's a boy.
Yeah, now they're going to be person with vulvas. V-U-L-V-A-S. That's what they're going to call them. They're not going to let me call boys and girls, girls any longer. This is in a public school system for kindergartners, and I have to ask this over and over again, why in the name of God do parents have their children in those hell holes?
That's a fact. You know, I was laughing and telling somebody the other day about this. The fact that the scandemic is what I call it. It was unleashed on this country, I think that it backfired terribly because parents were forced to stay home and the kids did remote learning and parents actually got to see what the teachers were teaching in these classes.
Absolutely.
And it woke up more parents to the ills of this public education system. And God bless my wife. She was a teacher for 30 years, but she did not teach this garbage. But you do some digging, and you find out that instead of 100% of the day being devoted to the basics, reading, writing, arithmetic, and all of that, science, world history, Texas history, or your local state history, they cram all that into 45 minutes, so or 45% of the day. 55% of the day, a public school teacher is a propagandist.
That's absolutely right.
The parents that saw this with their own eyes went nuts. And, you know, it has been the greatest thing to homeschooling since public schools opened way back when. Because back in the day, we used to study the Bible in the home. And that was how we learned how to read. And then, you know, Mom taught everybody how to write and how to do math. And Daddy would help. And that's how people learned. It wasn't this corporatocracy that education has become. And it's propaganda. It's unbelievable. And thankfully, parents actually paid attention.
They did. Thank God for that. Yeah, you're right. That was a big move in the right direction for the parents. But schools are brainwashing facilities now. That's how they are. They're not for educating. They're to brainwash the children, and they're getting it done with the parents who are either careless, don't care, or ignorant of the truth. But, you know, I can't believe that anyone today, in today's society, could be ignorant of what's going on. I mean, all you have to do is look around you. Look the results of the public fool system. And I mean that with all my heart. Look what's come out of those public fool zones. Look at the children. Look at their lives. Look at how they conduct themselves in public now. Pay attention to how they behave and the morals that the lack of morals that they now flaunt. I mean, shouldn't we notice that as something really different from our generation, Jerry?
You would think. You know, I read countless articles every day, and I saw that there were kids graduating from high school in Maryland, and I believe it was in Baltimore itself. That they're totally unable to read or write. They cannot do math. They're functioning at a junior high level, and some of them are elementary school level. So we wonder why we have such an issue going on in the inner city of Baltimore when they don't teach. They indoctrinate.
There, that's very true. Well, you remember Charlotte Disby, don't you? We're going to break, folks. Back at the break, a lot more talk about and your phone calls, if you don't mind calling and talking to old hillbillies. So back after the break, don't go away.
Pick up your sword and shield. On the battlefield, Satan's armies come to kill. This is war. Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
5 years ago, I had such chronic back pain that at one point I bought 3 mattresses within an 18-month period, hoping to relieve my lower back pain. I was only 40, and I hiked daily along with eating a fairly healthy diet. I was not overweight and didn't really have a reason for my back pain. As soon as I started using 3 sprays of Synergy One each morning, the pain immediately went away, and I've never had it again. I also use Synergy One before bed for a better night's sleep. Whenever my mom has back pain, I remind her to use Synergy One. Sure enough, she's all better after using it. I've probably given over 10 bottles away to friends with back pain. I take it when I travel and never miss a day.
Raising growth hormone levels to a more youthful level consistently results in deeper sleep, better energy and mood, fat loss, and the elimination of pain through the repair of injuries. Synergy One is guaranteed to improve the health of your body or your money back. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit synergisticuniverse.com.
Many experts and prophets say the great food shortage is coming in a few months. Most long-term food storage companies charge $9,000 to $10,000 for one person for 1 year. Joseph Kitchen does it not for half that price or a third that price, but go to Joseph Kitchen and get long-term emergency food for about $1,000 per person per year. We'll show you how to take the wheat, like in the days of Joseph the Pharaoh, grind it in 30 seconds, put it into a bread machine, push a button, 2 hours, 20 minutes later, you have a nice, hot, nutritious loaf of whole wheat bread. It'll cut your food costs, and many say it's very delicious and nutritious. There is not one food a human can live on, but whole wheat bread may be the closest. If you go to Joseph's Kitchen, use the promo code BUTCH, you'll get a $50 discount, and it helps call to decision. That's Joseph Kitchen, promo code BUTCH, for a $50 discount on what might be the cheapest and maybe the best thing to eat. JosephKitchen.com, promo code BUTCH.
Hi, folks. Pastor Butch Paul here. I'm certain that I don't need to tell y'all we're living in unstable times, or as the Bible says, perilous times. We're starting to see shortages of many products in America, cars, clothing, furniture, and even food. We can't do much about the cars, clothing, and furniture, but we can with the food, simply by calling Demand of Foods, the best in store foods, bar none. They have a shelf life of over 25 years, are great tasting, no GMOs, no chemical preservatives, no aspartame or high fructose corn syrup, and no MSGs. Give Demand a call at 888-597-0775. That's 888-597-0775. Or go to Namana.com. Mention the Pastor Butch sent you and get a 10% discount. That's 888-597-0775. You'll be glad you did.
Are you paying an arm and a leg for a healthy alternative lifestyle? Are you tired of products not meeting your expectations? Is it becoming harder for you to have faith in restoring your body to the temple it began as? I know your struggle is real, and I'd be honored to help you and those you care about feel better and thrive. With organic ingredients and no fillers made right here in our own country, many of which are wild-crafted right here in the mountains of Montana, we at Superior Mountain Herbs are blessed to be able to get you the best herbal products with no hassles or misleading information. Truth and transparency is what you get with us. For a free list of products available to hear this month's special as well, please call Summer at 406-274-7579 or email me at green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com. That's green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com.
There's a lot of talk all over the internet these days about the remarkable benefits of carbon 60, and baby boomers are especially excited about it. Whatever generation you're in, if you want more energy, better health, and a boost in vitality, we invite you to try Gresca's Carbon 60, a stunning development in free radical destruction. Being much smaller in size than conventional antioxidants derived from fruits and vegetables, it is far more bioavailable to quickly mend the toxin-crippled cells in your body. Gresca's Carbon 60 is the only C60 product that is made without the use of undesirable solvents. The only one. Gresca's Carbon 60 was developed by a brilliant NASA carbon scientist, and 95% report positive results from this Nobel Prize-winning technology in just 4 days. Visit C-60.com. That's C-60.com or call 720-600-6040.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing. This is a war. Sword and shield. Get on the battlefield. Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Folks, we are back talking to one of my best buddies in the whole world, Jerry Barrett, with Power Prophecy. I mean, This guy's a cat bird, and that's why I like him. He's not afraid to tell it like it is, and not ashamed of the gospel of Christ and trying to tell people that repentance is a key for salvation. Without that, no one makes it. We're talking about a lot of different things during the break. I wish y'all could hear us during the break. Sometimes the best conversation during the break. We're discussing different issues. Molly, the phone lines are open if you want to call and talk to us. If you want some input tonight, tonight's your chance to speak to the world. Now, I don't mean anybody in the world listens to broadcasts. I wish you did. But we do have listeners all over the world. We do. Love for you to call and talk to, call in and say something to the people. And if you're listening anywhere, especially new listeners, I don't know if you're out of the country, if you can call, love for you to call. Number is 844-769-2944. 844-769-2944. It must work. From time to time, we got calls from Japan and Australia and places. So if you want to call tonight and say hi to us, I'd love for you to do that. Because we're all tonight, we're just trying to hash out some things, folks. Open up some people's thought processes. And maybe make them think. Not just react and respond. Don't just become good little robots that obey what you're told to do. But people that actually can read, write, and reason. Folks, why do you think they don't want you to be able to read and write and reason? An individual that can think, actually think, critically think, and weigh truth from lies and darkness from light, can figure things out. That's why they want you to be a robot. As Charlotte Isby wrote a book many years ago, it was a big book, entitled The Deliberate Dumbing Down of America. What a powerful lady. And she just told like it was. This is back during the Reagan administration. Guess what it's like now? Folks, the public school system is perverted beyond repair. It cannot be fixed. Get your children out of there. Homeschool them. Be responsible for your own children. It's your duty, not the schools, not your friends. It's your duty as a parent, or grandparent even, to teach your children not only how to read and write, but about the laws of God. Jerry, what do you want to add to that?
Amen. There are numbers of resources out there for parents that will give them lesson plans on how to teach. And maybe, you know, I watched a thing from Phyllis Schlafly, who wrote a book about teaching phonics. Maybe if we got back to teaching kids how to read with phonics, then maybe from there we could get critical thinking and reason and logic to come back to the fore instead of being buried behind critical race theory and the transgender movement and Mother Earth and all of this hogwash that they teach at these schools now. It's sad how degraded our society has become, and you can start with the public school system, or the public school system, as you call it.
Absolutely.
Because they have, you know, it started back in the 60s with cultural Marxism and this so-called political correctness. And now, the people that went through it in the 60s are agents that have fomented more of this doctrine to class after class, and now those students are now deans and presidents of universities. And it's in, you know, the principals that go through getting their doctorate to become a principal or a master's degree, it, all of the indoctrination from cultural Marxism permeates education from kindergarten all the way through graduate school. And maybe I'm lucky, I'm still a freshman in college. I got busy and I got working and I had too many things going on and wasn't my bag, so I never finished my college degree. So maybe I didn't get indoctrinated like they would have liked. And, you know, the steps of a righteous man are ordered by God, and I believe that I had the experiences that I had leading me to the doorsteps with a resume in hand at Power Prophecy back in 99, so 23 years ago, and I've been there ever since.
So, amen.
It was part of my journey that the Lord had me on to get me to where I'm at now.
I totally agree. I mean, I really have to agree with that because, I mean, if God is not in charge of our lives and guiding us, then he's not God at all. Even before we know him, he can control our lives if he wants to and puts us where he wants us and gives us a chance to follow his word. Folks, either God is sovereign or he's not God. You take your pick, which way you want to go. Either he is who he says he is, or he's a liar and a fraud, and we're all wasting our time here. Obviously, he is who he says he is. I know he does what he says he's going to do, and he promises he's going to be kept. And I'm telling you now, folks, his promise and judgment on the land that forgets him are not good to think about. But we're well on the way in this country to seeing the severity of his judgments. It's already started. The masses don't want to see it, but it doesn't change it. The judgment's already started. We're already reaping the fruit of our labor, so to speak, and it's not good. And Brother Jerry, I don't want to say about that, except the truth is what it is. You can mock God if you want to. And you may think about with it for a while. But eventually it catches up to you, doesn't it?
It will. It surely will. You know, something that should be awe-inspiring to everybody is when God said, I knew you before the foundation of the world.
Amen.
He knew you. He knew exactly what you were going to do, what you were going to think, how you were going to act, and it's all ordained by God. Your steps are ordained. And there are those that will fall prey to Satan, and God knew this from the beginning. But if we can wake up one person every day, then my job is complete. I have done what I needed to do. Now,
amen.
Of course, I'd like to reach thousands at a time, but I'll take one. I'm in it for the long haul. I'm not in it just to win a little battle. I want to win the war. And
I love your
intro music.
Yeah.
We are in a war.
Yes, we are.
We are in a war for the spirit of these people to come to know Jesus as their Lord and Savior, for them to repent of all their sins. And I'm not going to lie, I've backslid. I was a bad individual for a while. But I have repented, and I love the fact that I wake up every day knowing that Jesus has something in store for me today. And
amen.
I can't wait
amen.
To talk to people about it.
Well, that's exactly right. And I tell people all the time, this is not a sprint. This is a endurance race. The Bible says those endure to the end, the same shall be saved. This is an endurance race. This is not just run 100 yards and give up and say, well, I done it. No, folks. It's an everyday race. And if you look at it from the perspective that we're in this race to press to a mark of a high calling of Jesus Christ, and we're going to do it to the best of our ability for his glory, it becomes a lot easier. And to know that God, Romans 8:28 is true for all of us. That no matter what happens, it's for our good. To know these things in our heart and have to accept that by faith makes living this life so much easier. So much easier. It's almost like a breeze. No matter what happens, if you follow him and loving him, it's in his will for you and for his glory. So we have to accept that. Yeah, that's right. Christ went to the cross for our souls. But he also glorified his Father in knowing that. That was his Father's will. Just as it was as when Paul was beheaded, it was God's will. His Father got glorified out of that. And as Paul's good, because Paul became a martyr in Christ for the whole world to look up to. Folks, these are the things we got to understand. Nothing happens in our life by chance. Don't sit around and murmur and complain. Get up and move on. Dust yourself off. Pick up the pieces. Go about your business and do God's will. That's about as simple as I can put it. Jerry, I don't know how to put it any easier than that.
That's it. You know, and you don't have to have a radio show. You don't have to have a newsletter. You don't have to have a pulpit. You are endowed by God to go out and witness to people. Go to the grocery store and you see somebody and you just walk up and say, I see you're struggling. And have you accepted Jesus into your life? Have you repented? And would you like to pray together? If you can get that person to join you, that's the Great Commission.
Amen. Amen. And I've said this many times. I'll say it again. We'll get the phone calls. I, by the grace of God, overcome a lot. I'm still, believe it or not, I'm still a really shy individual. But I've been called out of my shell, so to speak, to do my Father's will. And I love when I meet somebody. I don't care if I'm sitting in a restaurant talking to a waiter or a waitress. I express interest in them because they're there making a living. They're earning their money, and I'm proud of them. I'm proud to know them, and I'm just thinking of what they're doing. I ask them questions about their own personal lives. And when you do that, you'd be surprised that people will open up to you and share their lives with you. People that you might even don't even know will open up to share what's going on in their lives because they have somebody who wants to listen. That's so rare. So rare. Let's go to our brother Gary in Arizona. Gary, come on in. Welcome.
Hi, Butch.
Hey,
oh, excuse me. You know, once in a while I just sit down and scribble things down when I get done reading scripture. So I want to read something here. And this is something that, you know, most people that listen to your radio show are going to know these verses, although I kind of shortened them a little bit. You know, everybody's waiting for the Lord to come back and take care of everything instead of them doing anything. So with that thought in mind, I'm going to read this. Okay, the Lord may ask you, okay, why did you forbear to deliver me from death?
Yeah.
Why did you go to the other side of the street when I was laying there bleeding? Why didn't you take steps, okay, to shut down Planned Parenthood and other abortion clinics? Why did you not do that? Here's an add-on. Most people know that our country is in total disarray, and most of those people believe that someone, okay, should do something about it. However, I assure them that nothing will be done until you become the someone. And that is the long and short of that, Butch.
Amen. Very well put.
And as you two were just talking about, you know, the people at the gas stations and the grocery stores and stuff, you know, I've been here a long time and I know these people very well, you know, and I get to lift up Jesus Christ to them. Now, whether they accept it or not is up to them, but most people will listen.
Yes.
And so you do get a chance to say things. And most people know that I'm on the street all the time, so they know me from that, and they know what I'm going to talk about. And God bless them. And you know, sometimes it takes a while for that to catch up to some people. But I'm going to tell you what, by us doing or saying nothing, nothing will come of it.
Amen.
Well, God bless you both, and you both have a very blessed day.
Thank you, Gary. Thanks for being there for us, my friend. What a great guy. He's with our ministry for many years, Jerry. He's a fine, down-to-earth guy. Matter of fact, he's really from West Virginia. So there you go. Go ahead.
Well, he's a redneck relocated to Arizona. You know,
he is.
How powerful was his comment? I mean,
yes.
You know, honestly, and as he was talking and you were talking, I'm thinking, you know, the worst thing that happened to us during the scamdemic is we were forced to cover our face with a diaper if we wanted to get out in public. So all you have to do to make somebody feel you care is to look at them and smile.
Yes.
And that will open a door. You know, now, I'm an old redneck. My dad, God bless his soul, he was from Ohio, so he was a Yankee. But he got to Texas as fast as he could. But he taught me that you shake a man's hand like you mean it, and you look him in the eye.
Amen.
And then, so, by smiling, looking at somebody, you know, because nobody is better than anybody else. Just because
right.
I got a radio show and a newsletter doesn't mean squat. When I go out into the public, it doesn't mean anything. We are
That's
even,
right.
You know, I'm not going to get saved before they do. I'm not going to heaven before they do, unless God's will puts it there. But we're the same. So look at somebody in the eye. Smile at them. Let them know that you care. I mean, Gary's words were so powerful.
Yes.
You know, be brave for these people, because some may be powerless and cannot on their own handle it. And honestly, none of us can handle it alone. But those who know Jesus have that power.
Amen.
Because he is right there with us.
We have the power and the authority with it. And that's exactly what we have to understand. We're given the power and authority in Christ. We were wearing his authority ring, so to speak, because he gave us the duty and the honor and privilege to go out and spread his gospel to the people. Everybody will listen to us. So we have a duty beyond, I mean, the power beyond just the ability. We have a power given to us. I won't get another caller, but I'm going to say this first, Jay. What your daddy taught you, shake somebody's hand, look them in the eye when you meet them. I taught my boy the same thing. My oldest boy has been in education ever since he got out of college. That's been several years ago now, but he got his first job. He said, Dad, you taught me to look him in the eye and think in my heart, I love you in Jesus. He said, when I applied for my first job as a teacher, they called me in later and said, the reason we hired you, the gentleman hired him, he said, because you looked me in the eye when you shook my hand. He said, that's why I hired you. Now, how's that for a testimony?
Amen.
Amen. Let's go to Jake in Nebraska. Jake, come on in. Welcome.
I believe the quality of the Christian liberal arts colleges is so poor that trying to reform them is not really a good idea.
Yeah.
What we need to do is start new colleges, some ones that would produce better quality people, that they're not so dependent. I mean, the colleges should not be so dependent on the government for their student Pell Grants and such.
And
they probably need to forego accreditation. And if I were starting a college, I don't think I would require teacher certification or 501c3 or even incorporation, because when a firm incorporates into the government, they lose some of their rights.
That's very true. That's very true. Matter of fact, they give away their rights for the privilege of being tax exempt. That's what they do. Very good point.
Thank Lyndon Johnson for that.
Yeah, exactly.
Thank LBJ for that garbage. You know,
absolutely.
Honestly, I think all higher institutions should be torn asunder. I mean, just raised. Because they're not doing us any good.
And I agree.
You don't need to be accredited to be ordained.
No,
if
you don't.
God puts it on your heart and you are a child of God and Jesus is in your heart, that's all you need. You know, you're ordained right there by God.
Too many people wear that badge of being a Christian when they're no more Christian than my dog is.
Amen.
Just the way it is. Anything else you want to say, Jake?
No, thanks for the time. Bye.
You're welcome, sir. Call back anytime. Good call, good points. 844-769-2944. 844-769-2944, folks. We got about 5 minutes left or so. Just give us a call if you like. Love to hear from you. Go ahead, Jay.
Just so Jake knows, I got family up in Nebraska. So God bless Jake and all the people in Nebraska. My cousin and my uncle are farmers, and
I don't know what that is. I don't know what that was. Yeah, we're still here.
Jake, keep doing the job, buddy. Keep working. Get out there and
Amen.
Preach to these people.
Well, that's, folks, the church is put here to be salt and light. He said, if you quit being that, you'll be cast out and try another foot of men. You'll be counted nothing, dung. Just cast out and try another foot of men. The church I was saved in, Jerry, back in 1971, the last Wednesday night in June, 1971, used to run 180, 200 people in services on Sunday. We're down to 12 to 15. And it's because God lost his power. And it's not because he has changed his ways of doing things. It's that the church has compromised so much with sin, they lost their drawing, I guess you say, ability. They lost their salt. They lost their seasoning. They can find the same thing there in the world they find in that church today. And people say, well, that's okay. The small crowds, I mean, they're getting rid of the bad ones. No, no, no. That is not always a, folks, that may sound like a good reason, but when the church starts allowing sin and tolerating sin, they lose their ability to draw people in by the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit departs from them. There's no power left in that church. We're seeing the church dying in America because the church has lost the power of the Holy Ghost because they denied the Father in heaven. And I do believe that just like in the Old Testament, Jerry, God's written Ichabod above the doors. What do you think?
Oh, yeah. You know, Texas always called those places higher learning cemeteries. That's where the Spirit of God goes to die. It's not where the people learn how to be a good pastor. They teach them from these bastardized versions of the Bible, and it compromises. It's always a compromise, and got to maintain the 501c3. So you got to toe the government line. You can't tell the truth. That's why our ministry is not 501c3. You know, we
love the
generous givers, but they can't take it off their tax. They can't, they can't take a tax deduction. But in my heart, I know that God has put them there for that reason. And they're not looking for a financial benefit from the government. They're looking for a blessing from God. And
Amen.
There is nothing that this government can provide me that is going to bless me more than what I get from Jesus Christ.
Amen. And nothing else, a peace of mind, go to bed at night, knowing you're one of his and did your best for the day. All right, let's go to Joe right here in West Virginia. Joe, come on in. Welcome.
Thank you, Butch. You know, I was just thinking, you know, something that was just said a little bit ago. One of the biggest problems I've seen with the church is their policy. It's see nothing, hear nothing, speak nothing, and do nothing. And it seems like the policies that they're going. But I remember reading about Martin Luther, and he tried to change the Catholic Church because he didn't like their politics. But he realized he couldn't change that. So he decided, through the guidance of the Holy Spirit, to step out and to not form a church, but to bring the righteousness of Christ back into religion.
Amen.
And the church has lacked that very strongly.
The church is compromised, and I listen, folks. We've all done it. I'm not throwing stone necessarily, but we've all done it. But some of us had, by the grace of God, had enough sense to return, repent, and return. That's what repent means: turn around, and go back. But the churches in America have not seen that overall. 99% of them have no idea what repentance is. They're waiting for the rapture. Forget about the rest of it. Go ahead, Joe. Run out of time. Go ahead.
And not just that. And they're really being, really believing all I got to do, like you said, rapture, but just believing, well, I just get born again to get saved, eternal security.
That's it. That's exactly right. Good call, Joe. Thank you. Thanks so much. And I'll see you Saturday, Joe. And Jerry Merritt, thank you so much for being there. Power Prophecy, folks. PowerProphecy.com. Is that right, Jerry?
That's it.
All right. I'll talk to you soon again, brother.
Looking forward to it. God bless you,
my friend. Talk to you tomorrow in the office, folks. See you there. Bye-bye.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cedarstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cedarstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.